top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Thursday, July 29. In the headlines, the Lisbon, U.S.-based qualified and experienced Dominican microbiologist and immunologist Dr. Swinburne Augustine explains why viruses and bacteria evolve or mutate, as with the COVID-19 virus. Foreign Secretary Dominique Raab announced on 28th July the UK will this week start delivering 12,000 COVID-19 vaccines to Antigua Barbuda and 9 million to other countries, including Jamaica, Indonesia, and Kenya. And CDC walks back a COVID mask guidance as unvaccinated people fuel surge in cases and recommend all Americans, including K-12 students, wear masks indoors in COVID hotspots despite vaccination status. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
It's time to prepare for an A-plus this term with back-to-school deals from Courts. Shop today for laptops, tablets, printers, and more for a chance to win $1,000 cash. Get it now with Courts Ready Finance and pay nothing for 60 days. Save big with great deals only from Courts, bringing value home.
Speaking on the topic of vaccine hesitancy and how it affects the economy of Dominica and the Eastern Caribbean, on Q95's Roots Connection on Q, hosted by Dr. Simone Mathieu on Wednesday, De Lisbon, U.S.-based qualified and experienced Dominican microbiologist and immunologist Dr. Swinburne Augustine explained why viruses and bacteria evolve or mutate, as is the current case of the COVID-19 virus. Since the official start of the pandemic in March 2020, world leaders and vaccine makers have been heavily opposed by conspiracy theorists who appear to have successfully influenced millions of people to be afraid of taking the COVID-19 vaccine and therapeutics at an early stage of the emergence of the virus. However, as of today, many variants of the virus have now been established due to its rapid transmission.
Viruses, bacteria, and fungi, and all these organisms, they evolve. They do it in a shorter time frame than, say, evolution with humans. What the virus is trying to do, and that is the point I would like to emphasize to all the listeners tonight, because apparently they're not getting it. A variant is the virus trying to change so that whatever antibodies or treatments, therapeutics we use will not work. Basically, the virus wants to live to keep killing us, and we have to keep fighting to prevent it from doing so, to stop it and to block it from replicating, and to block it so that we can go back to some sort of normalcy.
Dr. Augustine warns that people's continued hesitancy toward accepting the COVID-19 vaccines and therapeutics could result in the permanent destruction of their lives and economic livelihoods.
As long as people are allowing the virus to replicate inside of them, every single time there's a chance that it will change to the point where none of the vaccines or the treatments will work, and we will end up right back in a lockdown. We can already see that happening. We can already see states and agencies bringing back the mask mandate for indoors, whether you're vaccinating or not. So we have to be really, really careful and not allow the virus to do that.
Microbiologist and immunologist Dr. Swinburne Augustine. Economist Kent Vital is calling on Dominicans to ensure they elect new leadership in the next general elections. As he says, the DLP administration's type of leadership embraces the use of micromanaging all facets of society. Vital adds that this type of leadership is not serving Dominica well. He points to some of the recent projects and policy changes announced by the Skerrit administration and the level of manipulation being imposed upon Dominicans.
What do they give to the people? They give to the people peanuts. They give to the people, you know, a little help here, a little help there, and they give it to their supporters, by the way. And they don't really transform the country. And even the airport, they're constructing the airport. If they do that, they're going to do everything that they can to control as much of the airport as they can. They're going to try to control the lands around. They're going to try to control the hotels. So in the end, they will be lords. They'll be controlling the hotels. They'll be controlling the businesses. They'll be controlling everything. That will be their final intent. So that in truth and in fact, what the people will end up getting is peanuts, a little job paying minimum wage. You see, they wish the minimum wage. They'll get a little job paying, I mean, a hotel paying the minimum wage, a little this here, this that here. But they wouldn't get true liberty. Our farmers in Dominica wouldn't get the true opportunity to do ecotourism and to get the kinds of assistance or agricultural tourism and to get the kinds of assistance that will make them into entrepreneurs, that will make them dignified like farmers used to be before. That kind of help won't come.
Vital compares his current administration to an organization seeking to become an oligarchy, being government by the few, especially with despotic power exercised by a small and privileged group for corrupt and selfish purposes. Oligarchies in which members of the ruling group are wealthy or exercise their power through their wealth are known as plutocracies.
Instead, the hotels will be owned by these guys, and the major businesses will be owned by these guys, and the people will only be picking up peanuts. That's what these guys do because they want to become, they want to be in total control of the economy in addition to be politically in charge. They want to become the new oligarchs, so to speak. That's what they want to do. So nothing these guys are doing makes sense. It's all corrupt. It's all part of their scheme to control and to lord it over Dominicans. But that will stop. And we've got to stand up, and we've got to be strong, and we've got to be united as a people in stopping that. We've got to stop this for our own good and for our children's good. We've got to stop this. And the part of stopping this is, once again, reaching on our knees and praying to God. Because part of what they're doing, they have been enabled through dark forces, through spiritual forces that are dark. And we as a people must still go on our knees. And that's part of the strategy to stop what they're doing.
Economist Kent Vital. Opposition leader Lennox Linton extends congratulations to newly elected Prime Minister of St. Lucia, Philip Pier, on his recent landslide victory at the polls. Linton was speaking during the presentation of a $993.6 million national budget on Wednesday. He said St. Lucia's and Dominica's situations are quite similar, and when free and fair elections with integrity are reflected in Dominica, he would be the first to stand and congratulate the winner.
Philip Pier, however, contested or led his team into an election in respect of which we didn't hear anything about lists. We didn't hear anything about plane loads of people coming from overseas to vote. We didn't hear anything about treating. We didn't hear anything about election offenses running rampant and amok in the election period. And so I understand exactly why my friend, Alan Chastney, would almost immediately, learning of the results, reach out to congratulate the Honorable Philip Pier as the new Prime Minister of St. Lucia. Don't talk about St. Lucia as though you don't understand the circumstances are different in Dominica. When we have free and fair elections of integrity, where I'm concerned, I will be the first to stand and concede defeat. We wish Mr. Philip Pier well. We wish the St. Lucia Labour Party well. And we wish the United Workers' Party well in its continuing service to the government, the governance, and to the people of St. Lucia.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. National triple jumper and Commonwealth Games bronze medalist Thea Lafont will begin her quest for Olympic gold on Friday as she gets set to participate in the women's triple jump at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. The event will get on the way at 6.05 a.m. Friday, July 30, Caribbean time. Lafont has been placed in Group B and will jump at number 15 in her group, which includes a total of 17 jumpers. Lafont's first target on Friday will be to achieve the 14.40 meters mark to qualify for the finals. Qualification rules for the women's triple jump are as follows. Qualifying performance 14.40Q, or at least 12 best performers, advanced to the final. Lafond, who is currently ranked at number 12 in the world, has a personal best and season best jump of 14.54 meters, which was achieved earlier this year while competing in the U.S. Dominican triple jumper Lafond says she's in the best form of her life and believes anything is possible as she heads into the Olympic Games. Lafond is second to go at the Olympic Games. She participated in the 2016 in Rio as an unqualified athlete.
But right now it's I'm looking at it as just a line of facts in that I am prepared. Today's practice was great. I was running well. My approach felt good. My body feels good. My jumping looks very good. So all the pieces are there. And Friday, I just know that I have to put it together and hopefully I can do that on one jump and prepare for finals 2 days later. I hope to do you proud. Please support and tune in, and I'll hopefully see you in a few days with a flag overhead and a medal on my neck.
Dominican triple jumper Thea Lafond. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett says in order to assist individuals with their resilience plans, and in particular ensuring that they are insured, the government proposes to allow individuals an income tax deduction for premiums paid to insure their homes and properties. The maximum deduction to be allowed is $8,000, and this measure will take effect from income year 2022.
Additionally, Mr. Speaker, a resilient nation requires a healthy people. Government has made significant advancements in healthcare facilities, equipment, services, and specialists at the primary, secondary, and tertiary levels. As individuals, we must invest in and prioritize our personal health. This means eating right, maintaining an exercise regime, and having adequate health insurance. Government is now offering to individuals a health insurance income tax deduction, Mr. Speaker. This deduction will be in respect of individual or family health insurance premiums paid and will take effect from income year 2022. The support for health insurance is a corollary to our efforts in quality healthcare and service delivery. So yet another incentive, Mr. Speaker, deduction for health insurance.
Meanwhile, he says this year the government is going a step further with the removal of income tax on income earned from residential rent.
So from henceforth, Mr. Speaker, there will be no taxes on residential rent in Dominica. The 20%, the 15% will be no more. Because, Mr. Speaker, we are aware that many of these rental properties are owned by salaried workers and pensioners who have paid or are already paying their fair share of income tax. They have taken their after-tax income and have invested in these properties to augment their income and pensions. This government would like to further encourage these types of investments as they benefit not only the landlords, but the country by increasing construction activity, assisting with housing our people, increasing the room stock available to visitors, creating short-term and long-term employment, and as a result, contribute to the growth and development of our country. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, with effect from income year 2021, that is this year, income tax on residential rent income is exempt in the Commonwealth of Dominica.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. President Charles Savra says Dominica needs to take full ownership of the vaccination rollout program and be more aggressive in the awareness and advocacy campaigns. He says the messaging from the health authorities has to be more persuasive to young adults and the elderly alike. Savra believes consideration has to be given to making vaccination mandatory against the COVID-19 virus.
Or at the very least, limitations may have to be placed with respect to access to certain services regarding persons who refuse to be vaccinated for no legitimate reason. This matter has already been addressed by Law Professor Rose Marie Bell Antoine, Dean of the Faculty of Law at the University of the West Indies campus in Trinidad, when she said that, and I quote, "It's a fairly easy sell for me to accept that mandatory vaccination is constitutionally legitimate, and we have good precedents for it since we already have laws mandating vaccines for children entering school," unquote. No decision has been taken on that score here, but Professor Antwine sees no legal or constitutional hurdles.
Meanwhile, Savar has commended parliamentarians who are fully vaccinated and urged them to encourage others in their communities who are not vaccinated to do so as a matter of urgency.
As the achievement of herd immunity protection is very critical to the return of any semblance of normalcy, not only here in Dominica, but in our region and across the globe. Persons who discourage others from being vaccinated are doing a tremendous disservice to themselves, their family members and others, and to the country by extension. Our ultimate goal should be to play our part in ending this pandemic by taking the vaccine and encouraging all those who have not done so to also get vaccinated against COVID-19.
Dominica's president, Charles Savar. Bus driver Ezram George is calling on his fellow villagers and bus drivers to assist him financially in paying off his legal fees after he was allegedly brutally abused by some police officers in Dominica at a peaceful bus driver's protest. He made the appeal on Q95 on Wednesday. The bus driver's protest occurred on April 12. Shortly thereafter, George revealed his decision to file a lawsuit against the police due to their use of excessive force against his person. However, on July 15, in an almost dramatic fashion, the officer who was allegedly seen manhandling Ezram George filed 4 charges against George to include assault, battery, obstruction of justice, and resisting arrest. According to the police complaint, he claims that on April 12 at Canefield, George committed the aforementioned offenses against Malcolm Williams, a member of the Dominica Police Service, while in the execution of his duty. However, video evidence is said to show otherwise. George is set to appear before the magistrate's court on July 30, 2021.
And let me tell you, up to last night, when she hear her mother talking about the court business, she said, "Daddy, don't go now for them police to beat you." You know, so I just want to make the appeal to the community that to assist me in some legal fees. You know, that's what I come there for, to ask them for some help in the legal fee, because I'm not only fighting it for myself, I'm fighting it for the whole community, for the whole world, because police brutality is not easy. To see you not wrong and you're doing your best to abide by the law and police just beating you like that, and even though it's not me, but somebody else it could happen to. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying my best to make sure that it won't happen again, where everybody will respect everybody on this earth, because everybody's equal. Mm-hmm. That doesn't because you have a suit on you or you have, no matter what you are, but everybody's equal in the eyes of the Lord. But it's just man that trying to make it as if like we're different from each other.
Bus driver Ezram George. And Rosa North MP Daniel Lugay recalls the hesitancy of the Skirt administration to financially assist businesses and workers with stimulus checks at a time when many countries took the initiative to significantly reduce the financial fallout in the economy caused by the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020. Lugay says the opposition will not be silenced in representing the plight of the citizenry and cautions the Skirt administration to cease its micromanaging of the economy and of independent institutions.
Why are our vendors and bus drivers shortchanged? Why do we have our people in a begging mindset when we went to Parliament to enshrine regulations after COVID-19 pandemic hit us? We are disadvantaged persons who were instructed by the authority to close or to only permit one passenger to a row of seats on a bus. So it's not a favor. I say it's not a favor. It's a right, and government must pay. And so it is written in our COVID-19 regulations. And with all due respect, no one should attempt to muzzle the opposition. Yes, in a democracy, the government majority has its way, but the opposition must have its say. Opposition cannot be silenced when exposing the inconvenient truth. We must speak unhindered, unafraid, undisturbed. That's our solemn duty.
In other news, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab announced Wednesday, 28th July, that the UK will this week begin delivering 9 million COVID-19 vaccines around the world, including to Antigua and Barbuda, Jamaica, Indonesia, and Kenya, to help tackle the pandemic. 5 million doses are being offered to COVAX, the scheme to ensure equitable global access to COVID-19 vaccines. COVAX will urgently distribute them to lower-income countries via an equitable allocation system, which prioritizes delivering vaccines to people who most need them. Another 4 million doses will be shared directly with countries in need. This is the first tranche of the 100 million vaccines Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged the UK would share within the next year at last month's G7 in Cornwall, with 30 million due to be sent by the end of the year. And the CDC announced a major reversal on mask guidelines, recommending all Americans, despite their vaccination status, wear masks indoors in COVID hotspots. They also recommended all students K-12 wear masks indoors, with the school year set to begin in a few weeks. CBS This Morning's lead national correspondent, David Begno, reports from Louisiana, where cases are on the rise.
In fact, here at Louisiana's largest hospital, they have 119 COVID patients this morning. They had 62 when we were here last week. It's nearly doubled. Regarding that mask guidance from the CDC, you're going to have some districts around the country that say, whew, the CDC gave us cover to mandate masks, even though some parents may not like it. But you'll have other districts that say, you know what, we're still not going to mandate it. And those districts that do say that may have to answer to mothers like this.
We're looking for places that will keep them safe.
In the South Louisiana area known as Acadiana, Brittany Hebert may be one of the most outspoken parents you'll find when it comes to masking.
I get this feeling that our children's safety is coming second to pushback from the community or angry phone calls or politics.
Hebert speaks from authority.
You had just started the new dance. Mm-hmm.
She is a doctor, and so is her husband. They have both treated COVID patients for the last year. Now, Dr. Hebert is planning to pull her kids out of the public school system because in Lafayette Parish, they are not currently requiring masks.
When the public school system dropped their mask mandate in June, just as we were starting to see case numbers start to rise, it was very telling that they were not valuing my children's safety.
What happens if you don't find a school in your community?
Well, then we'll make a school in our home. And we are very lucky that we can financially do that. But it really frustrates and angers me that there are so many parents out there who can't do that.
She may have found a solution that works for her family.
Yeah. Well, what grade y'all going in? Like eighth grade?
Fourth grade.
This week, Dr. Hebert and her 8-year-old twins toward a private school that has, throughout the pandemic, followed the CDC's guidance.
What are you looking for?
They should be masking indoors.
Nationwide, 7 states have banned mask mandates in schools, while 6 states are still requiring them. The majority of states, like Louisiana, have left that decision up to the local school districts.
It's really exhausting to go to work every day and be worried and scared for my patients and really want to fight for this community. I can't control that the community is not getting on board with these very easy mitigation strategies, whether it's vaccination or masking, but I can't control if my kids are safe. So I'm going to make sure that they are.
Do you sometimes get a little self-conscious, like maybe I'm being a little too eager beaver with all this?
No, because I have to face the real true risks of this disease every day. My colleagues see our pediatric hospitals filling up and kids getting sicker this time around. These are real risks, and I am not willing to roll the dice with my kids' health.
We interviewed Dr. Hebert Monday night, not knowing what the CDC was going to say. Sure enough, they come out Tuesday and say kids should be masked at school. And I text Dr. Hebert and said, what do you think? And she said, I'm so relieved to finally have some definitive messaging that says you need to mask up in schools. By the way, that public school system where her kids were going and are currently going said, hey, we weren't going to mandate masks, but based on the CDC's new guidance, we're going to take another look.
And that's the midday news. But first, a recap of the headlines. Dallas-born, U.S.-based, qualified and experienced Dominican microbiologist and immunologist Dr. Augustin explains why viruses and bacteria evolve or mutate, as with the COVID-19 virus. Foreign Secretary Dominique Raab announced on 28th July the UK will this week start delivering 12,000 COVID-19 vaccines to Antigua and Barbuda and 9 million to other countries. And the CDC walks back COVID mask guidance as unvaccinated people fuel surge in cases and recommend all Americans, including K-12 students, wear masks indoors in COVID hotspots despite their vaccination status. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever.